All right, folks, it's 7 o'clock. I want to call a meeting to order. You can see
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Call members present to order. Kelly?
Here.
Sue?
Here.
Darren?
Here.
Lance is here.
Correct. Thank you.
And I show Mike from Van Cleef is here, and Eric from King's Bride in lieu of the solicitor, Michael Paul, is here. Members of the public are here, and Lori, the borough secretary, is also present currently, and myself.
Sounds like she's just coming.
Okay. Lisa is here now? Maybe? And here is Lisa. Okay. Announcements of recording. The meeting will be digitally recorded by the secretary for assistance in the preparation of the minutes. Is anyone in the audience or anybody on this committee plans to record this meeting this evening? Hearing none, we'll continue on. First order is to approve the meeting agenda and any amendments.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Karen first.
Second.
Kelly second. Any discussion? Call for a vote. All those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Zero opposed. Motion carries. Action on the July 6, 2026 meeting. Minutes, excuse me.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented for July 6th.
Thank you. Karen first, Lisa second. Thank you. Any discussion? Call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any oppositions? No? Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. Number 7, Secretary Treasurer's Report. Laura.
The meeting packet contained financial report for July 2026. Bills presented for payment. Borough operations, $19,624.42. Sewer operations, $25,158.94. Garbage operations, $9,025.20. Estimated payroll taxes, $6,300. Escrow, $754.70. For a total of $60,863.26. And to transfer $60,000 from the real estate fund to the general fund to cover expenses. Are there any questions?
Discussion? Okay, call for a vote. All those in favor of approving the treasurer's report for payment of...
I have to make a motion.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, excuse me.
Are you making the motion?
Yes, I am.
I'll Kay. Second it.
Okay.
To Thank accept you. The treasurer's report as presented.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Karen seconds. Ready for a vote?
Yep. Okay.
Call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstains? Vote carries. Thank you.
I make a motion to pay the bills.
Karen's, excuse me, Lisa first.
I'll second.
Karen second. Discussion? Call for a vote. All those in favor to pay the bill? Pay the bills. Signify?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Vote carries. Transfer, that has to be two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Someone make a motion to transfer
the position
down? I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you. Any discussion? Okay. Call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Vote carries. Thank you all. Number 8 is on here. I know that with Attorney Ball being away, wanted it on here so that it could be tabled to the September 14th meeting. Does anybody have any discussion on anything related to this? Okay. We'll move on. Public comment. Any discussion from public? No? Thank you. Okay, Tara, you're up.
Good evening. So I have a few things.
First, regarding the Explore Act, I had told you probably at the last meeting that, maybe I didn't, that we were waiting to hear if which 10 National Park Service units would be selected to participate in the visitor counting pilot program. That was like one of the aspects of what we were trying to go for. And unfortunately, the National Park Service decided that there's going to be 7 new ones, and they're using 3 existing units, so 3 past studies, instead of identifying 3 additional new ones. So that was a weak spot in what just happened. But because they did that, and because there was a opportunity, Congressman Kane, our congressman on the Jersey side, back in January, he had committed to following up with this since he started the process with our county commissioner. But then he had some medical stuff going on. So because that happened, and other opportunities with this Explore Act Gateway Community Program stuff is going to come up, he did write a letter to the Department of Interior secretary, and he asked pretty much three items. He asked pretty much, why are we not identifying 3 others when the Delaware Water Gap area in particular is uniquely positioned to be a pilot for figuring out how many are actually visiting? If they can figure that out, they can figure out the riddle of the Sphinx. So he brought that part up. He also brought up some other 2 points. So he just I wanted to let you know that should be getting a response within 30 days to the 3 points he asked, and they were good points. So I'll let you'll get an email and let you know what happened with that. The second one, 2024, when Congressman Wild and Congressman Cartwright were in office, just to give you the frame, we did a big effort because they were active for us, very active, and they were willing to take things now to the next level on historic resources and on the National Environmental Policy Act. So meaning all the municipalities and the counties, passed resolutions seeking guidance from what's called the CEQ, it's the Council on Environmental Quality. That's the presidential agency that does all this environmental review stuff, the EIS, the EA, and the ACHP, the Advisory Council on Historic Places or something like that. They're responsible for the historic laws, National Register of Historic Places laws. Both are equally important when it comes to everything going on in the Delaware Water Gap, because you have this environmental document, these environmental things that are triggering studies, and the National Park Service, before they'll issue a permit, this all has to be right. I do believe that's why we've delayed more project. And the historic one, everything has to be right there before they proceed. The ACHP has just changed the rules on historic properties, and that will very likely completely change the process that's already been going on for years with 80, and that's starting with 611. That's one of these things that we read about Trump administration being sued, and 2 years later you find out they're going to court. That could put another monkey wrench in what we have going on 611. And the reason for that is, it's just the Delaware Water Gap. You know, that wall is eligible to be listed in the National Register of Historic Places. Your wall, not on the Jersey side, your wall was built for the railroad. And it has been studied and it has been identified. And it is real. And it is a historic structure. And this process is a direct hit on that. So it's a little bit of an interesting thing.
Yeah. You mean the rock wall that's all along 611 over here on the side against the mountain from like Cortland to past Lakeford, that rock wall?
So, no. So that's another rock wall that very well could be historic structure. That's not been studied. You're talking on the slope side.
Yeah, where's the rock wall? Down by the railroad, there's a rock wall?
Oh, okay. The retaining wall that's below 611 up.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That goes down to the railroad.
The wall falling down, right?
Yes.
Well, the wall
falling. The reason for the retaining wall project is because they need to replace it. It's not as just the slope.
I understand.
Yes, and then the third thing is you were hoping to hear from PennDOT about a meeting in July to work on the purpose and needs statement for the 611 project. I have a message in to ask for an update on that. We had also discussed, I had shared from Mayor Lance information about maintenance issues with the light and this and that and the other thing. And I've asked for an update now that it's August. I don't want to be annoying that they just stop working with us, but that's what we got. So it very well could be that last big report I submitted, which dozens of resolutions we've all passed over the past since 2019, have listed all the needs. It very well could be that we just provided that to them. Why do they need to meet? Could anybody think of another problem that we haven't already identified?
I'm sure they can come up with something else.
No, for us. It was for us to come up with.
Oh.
Oh, no, it was for us. It was for the towns. It was for the county, for the local officials to come up with what else could possibly be a problem in that, from Portland to 611 and 191. So, I have no new information on that because we're just waiting. And Kelly is there?
Yes.
Feel free to call if you want for more information on all that stuff. Feel free to call.
You better just have you over for coffee because it'd be too long of a phone call.
I'd be happy to meet.
All
right. Even with your wife, that would help.
Oh, she's one of them. She's
be very happy to do that. Yes. Very happy.
And then I don't know if you've ever been, she's from Denmark, right? So every street is immaculate. Every road you drive on, there's no litter. They're all recently redone. Even if they were just redone, it's a different world. But anyway.
Kelly was asking why things have to take so long.
Speed of government.
So there you have it. Any questions?
Thanks for all the update and all the work to do.
I have a question. What was your car saying?
It wasn't going when I got out there. So I don't know what it was.
That's weird. Okay.
Gremlins.
I heard talking out there, and it sounded like it was coming from her car. Like a
podcast. It was?
Okay. You heard it too?
Was the radio on?
Yeah. Oh. I thought I was hearing things. I said, no, I took my medicine.
So Terry, are you going to give an update on the lower Delaware and
Yep. Regarding the expansion project, we're still waiting on Upper Mount Bethel to have their special meeting to vote on adding upstream of Portland and downstream of the Jacoby. And that's still, to my understanding, the plan. Still. Maybe next month. We'll have news on that.
Well, thank you. Any other questions?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Maybe it isn't even affecting it, but what does the Lower Delaware National Wild and Scenic River group think of a data center going in at the RPL area and the effect it might have on the river? The other resources in that area.
So I'm Warren County's representative on the Lower Delaware Wild and Scenic, and I've been on with the management council going back to when the big warehouse project was supposed to happen there. The biggest one on the East Coast, right? And the big one in White Township. Jandal was doing one in White Township. They were going on at the same time. So, really, all the Lower Delaware Wild and Scenic River Board can do is share information about the impact to the river and that, but they're not going to take a position. It's not their place as an organization to take a position. But share how, yes, it might trigger a Section 7 review if it was in a designated segment and this and that. Having said that, we are now under a study to see if we could add that segment. And we met Talon, RPL, Lower Mount Bethel, Supervisor Chair, and myself, and the National Park Service Rep, Sarah. She met with Michael. So this is the process. When Portland had concerns about, you know, you were doing your due diligence on if we supported designation, what might impact us, especially with your water or sewer. What's up the street? Water. If you had to make changes or whatnot. There were questions for the attorney, and we met with, I think it was Lance and Michael. We met with the National Park Service rep, so Michael could ask the right questions and understand how the Section 7 Wild and Scenic Review works. We did that. We did the same thing for them, because Upper Mount Bethel is considering supporting downstream, which is now, I think it's 2 or 4 miles downstream of the lowest point on the property is where it's dripstone. So if it's downstream as opposed to having a direct potential adverse effect being right in front, that's very different than upstream and downstream. It is. By Wild and Scenic Section 7 review by law. That's a different impact compared to upstream and downstream. So we had, what we could do is set up that kind of meeting so that the decision makers in Upper Mount Bethel could be comfortable or not supporting designation below. But again, National Park Service is not going to have an opinion on it. They can't. It's not their purview. What they can do is share the information that they have on best practices for them to consider. And when the project gets to the point of actual plans, everybody agrees. It should wind up requiring at minimum an Army Corps permit because it will only be below the ordinary high water mark on the river. Since that's a federal permit, at that point Army Corps would bring in the National Park Service to review those plans, and they have to consider them to some degree, but they don't stop projects. So it's not going to stop the project. They will have to consider certain things, and it's based on what may or may not happen. The Delaware River Basin Commission is really the agency that's going to have the say on water quality, temperature, and that would be the Delaware River Basin Commission. So that's kind of where you want it, right? The whole bigger
yeah, picture.
You just wanted me to blah, blah, right?
Well, yeah, I just wanted a little bit.
Did I give you
more info?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So just, you know, it, I think is a little surprising. I know it's creating quite a buzz, and I'm trying to get some facts for if and when I'm asked questions that I can provide accurate data or go-to points accurately.
Yeah.
Without, like, weighing in on either side, just because I think people are going to have concerns. concerns as they process it and think
about
it.
But there's no it yet.
Well, I'm thinking just data center in general and
energy.
And pros and cons of it. Ironically, since that was an energy supply company that had to close down, and now we're talking about things that are going to be drawing a lot of energy and blah, blah, blah.
Feel free to call me. I'll share what I know.
Because I think some people just look at the money that's being talked about and not facts or that's all. LRTA extensions, things like that.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're
we appreciate it. Anyone else before she? Okay. So, Terry, I think we're good.
Thank you,
Terry. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, moving on to number 12, the Liberty Water Gap Trail Alliance.
Cindy apologizes that she's not here. She doesn't feel well. Next meeting will be August 19th at 9 a.m. in the morning. Location being determined.
Thank you. 13, the engineer's report.
Okay, good evening. On Friday, I sent out a plan set and a listing of construction items, a bid tabulation. Right before I sent that out, I realized that the existing easement that is on the one of the two properties that have been giving the borough trouble did not include the area at the bottom of Evans Street across. If you turn to page or sheet 5 of the plans that I provided, right smack in the middle, you see a 13 in the circle. That is one of the two properties, and an 11 just to the upper right to the north of that. Those are the two properties that are currently crossing, that there is an existing easement there. There's a 10-foot easement that the majority of the stormwater is in across that property. However, coming down towards Main Street from property 11 at that inlet number 8, we do not have a existing easement to be able to do any work in that space. I realized that just prior to sending the plans out. Inlet 8 is right here. Property 13 is right here.
I just didn't see it. I'm looking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
It's hard to see. They're real small plans.
No, it's okay.
So I had to rack my brain over the weekend and came to the conclusion idea of putting an additional inlet in just south of property 13 there. This would it would allow us to bring the new pipe from Main Street towards that inlet 8 at that corner and not have to go onto the additional property for 13. Property 13 or property 11. We can tie into the existing stormwater out within the boroughs right away and not impact any of the outside properties. From that new inlet, we would come down towards Main Street to the corner there, right at the corner of the Tires R Us property and property 12 there. From there we would go up Main Street in line with the first bay of Tires R Us and crossing the street. That would be the extent on Main Street of what we would be able to do. And then if you flip over to the next page, sheet 6, we would start from the intersection of Pennsylvania Ave and Market Street, replacing those three inlets, or I'm sorry, two inlets and connecting them to the inlet at the corner of property 3 on Market Street, and then continue from there down, all the way down to the outfall, back in the property. This on Main Street, or I'm sorry, on Market Street here, is all of, this was all included in the original project. Nothing additional has been added to this here. So the only thing that differs on these plans, from the plans that I sent over on Friday, were that inlet on, right outside of property 13 on page G5. That cuts it off from having to go onto any private property without having any easements. As far as a quantitative item, we have an estimate based on the previous bid project that comes out for this amount of work. $320,675. Now that's just an estimate. We have not gotten any quotes or proposals from any contractors yet. Pretty much just went through with all the items that were in this revised layout that I sent, that I provided for you today, to come up with this total amount, and that would include, that would be your straight construction fees. We need, you know, inspection fees, attorney fees, engineering fees on top of that. So it would bring us underneath the $500,000 total. That's the $425,000 for the grant, plus the $75,000 approximate match that we need to put out for the grant. So this comes very much more in line than what we had previously. We have had a conversation with at least one contractor that said they were interested in the project and had some time to fit us in. So it is potentially in the realm of possibility of getting this all done in the time frame of September 30th, which would be awesome.
So in order to proceed, what do you need from the council?
In order to proceed, I would need a motion to go through CoStars and request from contractors a proposal for this project.
What kind of time frame?
I'm hoping not more than 2 weeks.
I think that can be less than 2 weeks.
Well, I'm hoping.
Can we make it less than 2 weeks?
I'm hoping I can get things back within a week. But I don't know.
Well, Dave, I have a question though. Why are you finishing that?
Okay. So the CoStars program, you can pretty much get a proposal, and once you get the proposal and Borough accepts the proposal, we can go into contract right away. There's no time frame from, you know, A to B, from for being under contract to fully being under contract. It's just a matter of how long it takes a contractor to put together the proposal with fund, you know, with whatever they would, their fees and everything would be for materials and everything. And that we would put a time frame on and say, hey, give this back to us in a week or something, in hopes that they can. Because getting that information from different manufacturers is can be tough in such a time frame. So that's the hope, that we can get it back in. But I would say within 2 weeks, just to give us a little bit of a buffer, we should have some from more than one contractor, I would expect.
And the 2 weeks meets the timeline, the anticipated
yes.
time.
Yes. If we're putting this out to bid, like full bid, it would take at least a month just for the bidding itself. get the proposal, then council can approve the contract, proposal price-wise, we can move forward right away with it.
We would be able to get an invoice by September 3rd.
I'm sorry?
We would be able to get an invoice by September 3rd.
Yes.
For that.
Well, we need to get all the work done, right?
Yes.
That we need to submit for
September 3rd.
And September 30th is what day of the month? Anybody?
September 30th is a Wednesday.
And the one contractor that we did talk to was J.O. Bradley. They are the ones who did the outfall project for you guys. So we have seen some of the work. They know a lot of stormwater sanitary line installation. They're very good. They have a large company that they have the ability to do a lot of work really quickly.
So Lori, I have a question for you. Were you able to determine ballpark the attorney fees, engineer fees?
I started pulling everything. I haven't had a chance to put it in a spreadsheet. So far, we've paid everything out of the borough.
Right, but we have to come back.
If it was going to come back, right.
So what if it was the total ballpark-ish? 100,000, 200,000, 300,000? I don't
know.
Ballpark.
No, I don't even think close to that. It's been...
So we can safely say 100,000.
For what we put out?
Because...
I wouldn't think it would go over that. But
I'm going to go back then to... That was engineer fees too.
Yes.
Nice.
So the easement stuff was not able to go through that. To be paid back by that, and that was a large chunk of the cost, so, yeah.
So, when we left it last week, we had talked about maybe doing some boxes, correct? Am I the only one recalling the conversation?
So, this
is the plan.
The boxes, correct?
This is going to be boxes and storm, like, to connect the box to box. As far as we can go without
going. Okay. How many boxes do you have? Do you do? You know, just tell me off the top of your head so I don't have to count. Nine.
And the outfall structure.
I just don't want to get hit with a bill that we didn't think about. I want to make sure this is the nine that I can find. And we don't want to go over.
That's what I wanted to confirm as well, because last week you were saying $200,000 just in engineering and attorney fees. So what do we...
That was without looking at.
Okay, so now we're saying it's 100 and some?
Well, she's saying less than 100.
So that's...
But there's going to be more because now we have, right? There's going to be more.
There's possibly
fees.
More just for inspection as far as from us to us. This is the inspection.
I just don't want to go over and not have the money to do it because we already have to have $75,000
right.
of our own money. So I don't want to have an extra surprise. $25,000 that we didn't anticipate. That's a lot, especially when we're transferring money from one fund to another to pay our bills. Do you know what I mean? I just want to make sure we are all understanding so when we vote, or if it blows up in our faces, we don't sit here and say, wait, what happened?
Well, I'm a little concerned too that this is $325 for the construction is your estimate, and that's not a quote from the contractor. I don't want that could come in at $4. So how confident are you on that 325 is going to be
well?
So I mean, I guess you can't really say because it's not a quote from the contractor.
Exactly. The only thing that I can say is this: what I based it off of was the second, I'd say, second lowest bid that we got for the whole project previously. So it wasn't the lowest, right? The lowest was 600, I can't remember what the exact
number. I thought the lowest was 799.
Yeah, something like that.
So
you took information from that cutoff stuff and you feel pretty confident that's in the fair ballpark.
Yeah.
And then we've got 175 leeway then without putting in any extra. If we put in the grants 425, 75 max, 500,000 minus the 325, that was 175 for the fraternity and engineering fees. So you feel that that is all pretty good.
And any extra that might turn out to not be what he anticipated.
Right. Well, so about 175,000. She's saying about 100, so that's like 75. I'm tapping, there's like 75,000.
That goes so quick.
I know.
That's the concern. Or if they hit a snafu, and oh, they have to go an extra 5 feet this way because of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So, how would we put the proposal out? It would be Co-Stars to... It would have to be, what, three? It would have to be a public bid. I see the 2026 bidding thresholds. So since it's going to be 300,000.
So because we're going through Co-Stars, they have government-approved contracts that kind of, I don't know the whole semantics of it, but it pushes prices and everything, kind of stabilizes them. And requires them to be a certain amount. So that is, and then those contractors are vetted through previous work and everything through government contracts to be able to do this.
So just to back into that, coincidentally, unrelated to this project, about 2-3 weeks ago, the new Co-Star rep, they made contact, sent an email to the borough, to Stephanie and I, that they would be in the area to do a meeting to give a full overview presentation of Co-Stars and the benefits, et cetera, et cetera. So, and that was early in July. Anyway, coincidentally today, that rep finally called me back after a month of calling. That's okay. He provided some dates for the month of August, and he would be available in that next area. So at some point, we're going to coordinate a meeting with the Co-Stars people to speak in general, not specifically about this particular project, to learn more about the Co-Stars.
Sounds like an educational.
Correct. That's, and then once we know the dates, we'll obviously share that.
So we need a motion then?
Well, so how quick can we get a bid out?
This week.
Can we put a time limit on it?
Try.
Because I've got to get, because that my other question would be, do they work in the rain? Yeah. We've had some rough rains. We've had flood watches. August can be pretty rainy. I just want to make sure we get things done that people aren't going to back out, because if we commit to something and it's not done and we lose the money, I'm assuming we would still be responsible for the bill.
To some degree, yes, but I'll have it in the contract that the whole project needs to be completed, project completion date.
By Friday, September.
Friday.
Yeah. So Friday, yes, September 25th would need to be the date, so we have a smidge of wiggle room. Because if we don't have all of that money used and pulled out, correct? That's how we work grants from past grants. If we don't have all that money pulled out and paid in bills, it'll go away. So again, we want everything so that.
So for, I believe for this, just like the other COVID grant that we had with the sanitary stuff, we're allowed to get an invoice and then punt that off to the granting agency, and then they cut a check for us and then we pay the contractor. That's how this would work as well. So we don't have to have that out of pocket beforehand, which is nice. That's great.
Eric, as our covering solicitor,
solicitor, do you have any input?
So when I talked to Mike, and he told me about this H2O, this is the COVID H2O grant?
Yes.
Yeah. I smiled because I'm the solicitor for Jordan Sewer Authority, and we had this whole thing where we were trying to get it rushed to approve. Well, we were actually doing that last September, so I'm not really under the time constraints that you guys are doing. From what I spoke with Mike, I believe the Sewer Authority solicitors were handling this.
But yes.
As far as purchasing from CoStar, that's correct. Is there any specific?
Well, this is the 11th hour.
Yes.
And we have this money, we've had the money, things kind of ended up getting waylaid and whatever. I just want to make sure that this sounds okay to you. We've talked about it a lot. I am worried about, we have like, let's just say 6 weeks, 8 weeks at the most, not even 6 weeks. I just am worried that I don't want something to go and this borough be charged more money we don't have, a bill that if we don't use that money appropriately, we're gonna end up paying. And I just want, how does this sound to you? We talked about it before.
Every one of those concerns you just stated are completely valid. And as you said, the deadline for the COVID grant is September 30th, which means it has to be, and like I said, I was rushing back last September trying to get this project done, and it looks like it's going to work out for them. Without looking at over the contracts, without saying it, I can't give you definitive answers, but everything that your engineer is saying there sounds correct from my end.
Nothing
raised any red flags. My only concern is the time frame. But like you said, if you're bidding it out, you're going through CoStars, it's in the contract documents that it has to be done.
So, I mean, should we have like a start date to say this project needs to start as soon as possible and no later than a date? You said somebody thinks they could squeeze us in. Mm-hmm. What if they can't? What if they run into a snafu and then it gets waylaid? Like, that's where I'm worried about going past the date.
Correct me if I'm wrong, we're just voting to send out the request for proposal.
Yeah.
So
this is going to be our last chance, too.
So you'll hear from the contractors and their positions on whether or not they can get the project done. At this point, you're just seeking, putting out the bid.
We're not accepting the contract.
And that disqualifies.
But it's our last time we're going to be able to.
Right.
What's that?
That disqualifies the vendor if they can't meet the expectation of a bid.
Well, they shouldn't be bidding on it if they don't think they can get it done in time.
And it can be part of the contract that it has a complete date by?
September 25th.
So if that's in the contract and they don't complete it by the 25th, then what happens?
Then they pay fees on the project every day it takes for them to complete it.
Not to us, though, do they?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, they're going to get, they'll have construction bonds and everything. And
yeah.
I mean, it's a tight window. And it seems like you already know that.
All right.
But if the company's saying we can do it, the company will say they can do it.
And it's coming on them.
Yeah.
Can they be ever extended the deadline for like there's a flood, a hurricane comes through and there's a flood. Is there any extenuating circumstances that could push the deadline at all?
As far as the grant?
That would be probably from the grant.
Right,
yeah,
I
spoke with the grant people.
That's not
at least twice. Yeah, they said it's a hard deadline.
Okay. I thought you said that before. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
We've had it for a long time. That's.
And the deadline, that is my understanding of the grant as well, because. Yeah.
All right, so we need a motion.
So the motion at this point, I think.
I'll make a motion to put out a bid through CoStars for the stormwater project, revised stormwater project, last revised on August 3rd for Van Cleef to put out the,
put the project out.
The bid proposal.
For bid proposal to have the project as I'm sick presented as provided. And can I put, or should I have, I don't know how I would put it in the bid, that it needs to have a project end date of Friday, September 25th, a hard stop date.
And I think you had wanted a deadline for the time to submit those on that book.
I would really like it to be a week, but I certainly want people to bid too, I guess, but.
Well, if you make it 2 weeks and hopefully we have to wait for three people to actually bid? Or the when the window, or no, because it's Coal Stars, we don't have
to. Coal Stars, technically, we don't need three bids.
So we should get one bid within, if we get a bid Thursday, we could potentially vote on it?
Yeah.
So why don't we say 2 weeks, but hopefully we get one.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as we get one, we'll be submitting it right to you guys. Mm-hmm.
Well, if we say 2 weeks and we get one 3 days in and we want to take it.
And then we get a lower one.
And then we get a lower one. I mean, is somebody going to be able to come back and say, well, I bid within that 2 week time?
Right.
Like, how would that be worded?
So, what's the reason to back up?
Okay. I would literally just set a deadline.
All right, let's instead of maybe we put a date.
Well, when can you have it out? You hope this week. So, this week ends.
Give me 2 days and I'll have it out.
And then right, what's
so
what's
realistic? Can we have it out Thursday August 6th? Yeah. All right, so we want the bid to go out August 6th through CoStars.
And make it due Friday the 14th?
That's 8 days.
What's realistic for a contractor?
I don't know.
All right, what if we say no later than Wednesday, August 9th? See, that's going to put us at our dental late go. I just feel like that's so short.
The 19th, August 19th?
Right, but then 4 days from then is our...
The 14th.
Are you sure?
14th.
All right, the 14th.
Huh. You think?
Because I'm worried that we'll then be down to our fourth meeting Monday, and then...
Well, we could always have another...
We'd likely have to have an emergency meeting.
Yeah, most likely.
Okay.
We give them enough time to get everything.
As soon as we get it, could we call an emergency meeting that day and just go from there? We don't have to wait until the...
24 hours, I think.
I think 24 hours.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to technically... You can submit it out. You said the deadline's the 14th, right?
Yeah, that's a Friday.
You can advertise a special meeting for the 15th now to vote on any bids.
You can
have a meeting on a Saturday.
Okay. Just say.
Or could we have a meeting Friday night?
Not that I'm going to come in on a Saturday.
Yeah.
We could have a meeting Friday night.
Okay. I don't know if everybody wants to come for anything.
Well, it's
kind of
important.
Well, but like we, and again, right, this is, I guess, a question for you all, is we had an emergency meeting vis-a-vis Zoom whenever we had that a couple weeks ago.
Well, that was an executive session.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you can do a Zoom if you guys approve the person calling in, right?
Yep. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's a quorum here.
I think we need a quorum. Yeah, we need the quorum here, but we can always have one person or something. Mm-hmm. All right, so the 14th.
And then you're saying
complete date back September 25th.
If you're setting it for like 5 o'clock on the 14th, and you want to advertise and schedule a meeting for 6 o'clock on the 14th.
Mm-hmm. 5:01.
Yeah, 5:01. There's no reason you couldn't do that.
Okay.
I'm assuming you'll let them know if they have any potential bidders.
Oh, yeah.
3 o'clock on the 14th.
Did, 5. Whatever time you guys want to set for the deadline.
Let's meet early meeting.
And then your team can tabulate all of that and do the what you need to do to present to us.
Yes.
On the same day.
Yes.
Okay. I'm confident. Okay. Okay.
It's different than getting bids through PennBid,
right?
Which is also pretty quick to grab off there too. And these should be coming directly from the contractors, really.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Eric anything with my proposal that was back, my motion?
Wording.
We can word it later. Eric will come up with better wording later.
Okay.
Can I just make sure I have this right?
Yeah.
So I have August the 6th, Van Cleef is going to have it submitted to CoStars. The deadline's going to be the 14th at 3.
Yep.
And then we'll schedule a special meeting for the same day at 5.
Anybody got plans that they know of on the 14th?
I'm on vacation from the 7th to the probably 17th, so I can call them on the norm to be.
World traveler, yes.
I can be here. It would be a short meeting?
Yeah, like just be discussed.
I would love it if we could just do it via phone and vote on it, to be honest.
Could we do it by phone? No, because we would...
I don't think so. I think it has to be a public meeting.
It has to be a public meeting, but they could call in.
A speakerphone here.
Yeah, they could call in.
Yeah, but you said the quorum has to be here.
I'm sure what your policies are with regarding...
Well, I'll just be here.
Do I have any
plans about that?
Not that I know. I
can
make some, no.
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 So 5 o'clock the
14th. Okay. Is that the motion? So we'll need somebody to second.
Oh, and to be completed, the job must be completed by September 25th.
Yeah.
We'll be in contact.
Friday, September 25th.
I'll second.
Okay. So we have first from Lisa. Second from Kelly. Any further discussion? Call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any oppositions? Nay. Vote carries.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. And we did do CoStars for the sanitary system project that was done too. So it has gone out that way. We will have to have the solicitor provide a letter stating that CoStars does follow the procurement laws. And I think that should be coming from FLB because they provided a letter previously.
Oh, that's
a sewer one.
Okay.
So we just have to do that.
Okay. Are you going to send an email to that?
I can if you want me to.
Would you?
Yeah.
Because then, would you do that in the morning?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll
make sure. Right. Make sure we're copied on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely do that.
Thank you.
No problem.
And then what else? You had a couple other things, didn't you?
Yes. Here. Okay. The sewer update. So the screen project, we're going to be over there Thursday or Friday to do a punch list inspection on the screen project. I guess there was an issue with the water line that, as it was installed over there, so the contractor will be out there tomorrow to fix that. And the other item I have here on that is the grant agency said that they would have the payment to the borough approved this week. So we talked to them late last week. They said they would be coming up in the next few days. So that should be this week. As far as next, Lamtech sewer connection, just kind of an update on Lamtech. They're still working on their NPDES permitting. They have not received that yet. And the township has not given final approval on it. They're still working through their conditions. The intermunicipal agreement, FLB did send that over to Lamtech. They responded with no comments. They provided no comments on the intermunicipal agreement. They are okay with it as it is. So we're just waiting on UMBT then, Mount Bethel. Mm-hmm. That's that. Now, we've had this table for a while,
yeah.
The Duncan PennDOT items. The only thing I really have, I know Christine is just coming back to work today or yesterday.
Okay.
I'm sure she'll probably be at our next meeting. Yeah. But I do know that the way it sounded, the traffic signal maintenance agreement with the TSMA, I believe the borough should be getting into that prior to approving the final PennDOT, the T-160 form that was on here before and everything like that. Because I believe we're going to have to submit that that agreement, maintenance agreement, along with the T-160 to PennDOT. So that might be something that we need to look into prior to additional speaking with PennDOT and Duncan on those items. So I just wanted to put that out there.
So you would have an update at the next meeting?
I can talk with Christine and okay. Either she can be here or figure something out for that. So and I believe that
good for you, yeah.
That would be all that I have right now.
Okay. You're welcome to stay, but I'm sure you're gonna be zipping home to start working on the
I'm sure you're on
the proposal for the bid.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
That's it. Anybody have anything else for this fine gentleman?
The only thing that you might want to bring up is number 19 for him for RPL, the post subdivision, the extension.
Sure.
Working on it at all.
Yeah, those the extensions were provided. 19.
Mm-hmm. During the packet.
Yeah, they were provided to go through November 30th. So that's just going to need to be a motion to accept the extensions on those.
Do you want that done now or do you want it done at a different date?
Well, we're going to have to do those now because I believe currently they end
September 1st.
September 1st.
Otherwise, we have to vote on it.
Last thing, we can do that now.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. Because it was included in the packet from Friday, correct?
Yes.
So, if anybody didn't have a chance to read it, so we can call for that now. Can we have a motion?
We can't call for it now. We can't go out of order, can we?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's true. Never mind. Yeah. Okay.
For purpose of time.
I make a motion to accept the offer of the RPL extension through November. RPL East extension through 11/30 of 2026.
Is there a second?
Well, there's two. You have to do
a second. Yeah, I did. I said East.
Well, it's a proposed subdivision.
Oh, I'm sorry,
subdivision
plan. Sorry. I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Yeah, so just so I'm getting up to date with this, because I'm a newbie, right? Is this is for a data center? Is that what this is about? This RPL?
It's to determine right now what they're going to use the land for.
So we'd be giving them an extension for why?
Because if we don't, then they can go with their first current plan that they have and just build anything they want, like that up there. So we keep on giving them extensions because we didn't ever approve anything.
Okay, so when do we get to the point where we...
As soon as they give us a viable plan and say yes, although very little bit of that is important.
Right. It's mostly enough
for the federal. Most of that covered for your data center. Okay.
If we don't give them an extension, or if they don't provide an extension request for us, it could be deemed approval based on what was previously submitted.
Okay, we're waiting for a concrete plan.
Yes.
Okay.
And we keep contacting them, requesting either an extension or for them to provide
a plan
or to resend the whole plan set.
Okay.
One of the ways.
Thanks for
that. Oh, anytime. Any further discussion, questions? Can you call for a vote, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Any nays? Vote carries.
Okay, I make a motion for RPL East proposed planned industrial park plan to accept the offer of the extension through November 30th of 2026.
I'll second it.
Okay. First by Lisa, second by Karen. Any discussion? Questions? Okay, call for a vote. All those in favor signify.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Vote carries. Thank you all. Now, is that it for Mike, so we can go speedy and take care of that bit? You good? Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. Now we'll go back up.
14,
to 14. You're very welcome. So I'm not sure what step happened. Was on the commercial industrial customer required connection modification. Do you? Mm-hmm. So
the letters
that FBL are composing for the industrial.
Okay.
We'll
table that.
We'll table that. Until the fourth meeting.
Yeah. Perfect. We can move that one. And then the next one is the proposed borough township municipal intermunicipal agreement. Yeah, I don't have an update on that one. I apologize. We'll table that. We could. I do have an update on the waste treatment plant. The project that was scheduled for last week obviously got delayed due to the dreaded weather that occurred and, you know, all those issues associated around that from the storm. So they're going to revisit that, I believe, not this week because of the predicted weather again from today and obviously. So it's looking like it's going to be on the schedule for sometime in August, probably in the next 2 weeks. And correct me if I'm wrong, Lori, there were no shut-off notices for the month. Okay. Any questions? Okay. Moving on to 15 Streets Committee. The runoff, there's a runoff situation on Bruce Street, not my personal street. And so Tina is actively involved in it. She's spoken to the owner, and I believe they're working through all of that at the moment.
Where's
403 Bruce Street. There's pictures related to it too in your packet.
Is it at the dead end part or at the start part?
Great question.
Starnersville Place.
Okay.
Did you see the update?
I did not.
No. So there was an update that came through that they had had MedEd or whatever they're called come and do some work, and that's what it's from that they dug up, and he ordered some river rock to put down on it, but it's coming. So.
And I saw there was the email that Tina was also involved in this.
Yeah, I think it was from her.
Oh, okay. Is that the one
that email came from her? Yeah.
Okay. So we can have more information at the next meeting related to that. And then the first energy light agreement, I believe, was in the packet as well. I think I saw that in there.
That was the LED.
The LED.
We got it again.
I'm sorry, say that again.
We got it again.
Yeah.
The request to sign it.
Did it ever
Stephanie said put it in the packet.
Yeah.
We don't like the LED.
Yeah.
It's too bright.
That means some other stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can table that until.
And Stephanie did have me email them and ask what happens if we say no. I've not gotten a response. So.
Okay. So we'll table that. And then we did receive a quote for groundworks for the potholes and the repairs on Delaware Avenue in that section. That has been an ongoing issue. So that came in at 11,487.55.
Who did the quote?
Somebody. Groundworks.
Groundworks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
What does that cover?
So that covers. Yep. So, they provided. I was not on site for that, obviously.
Between Baptist.
Between the Baptist Church and the Catholic Church and on the east side, state, for all those holes up there. And there are guarantees to it. There are a video. She was very impressed with, she was up there on site when the vendor was there. You were there too, right? Stephanie, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I just...
Yeah, that's okay. Because that all occurred last week, and so...
The glasses, they've gone down.
Yeah, I hear that.
It's like...
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
And so, she was impressed with the vendor. They also provided a video of... that they are willing to share with all the council members related to what the construction would look like, the process, etc. For it. So I believe this is on there so that we can approve up to this amount. Is that correct?
So will that be then so that this will be like a whole road, Jimmy?
Yeah, so can you explain it better?
Three spots.
Oh, just three spots?
There's three spots, the one in front of the Baptist Church.
Yep.
That sunk about 3 inches, yeah. Then there's one maybe
before the stop
200, 250 foot north of there, and then up in front of Dr. Caesar's old apartment.
I was just wondering if we have to put speed bumps up, if we made the road too nice, people would fly.
I don't know if they plan to use liquid fuel money.
Yep, that's what we're just going to...
Oh, we can use liquid fuel money?
Yeah, there is enough available for that amount.
I would make sure that it's a PennDOT approved material.
Correct. So
if not, you won't be able to use liquid fuels.
Correct. And in the discussion that I had with Steph, on Friday, she did say that we'd have to reach out to the contact for liquid fuels to be sure, you know, so that would have to be in this as well.
So can we do all that before we make the motion?
Yeah, the motion would be approved with
pending
PennDOT's approval of the material.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I'll make the motion to approve Groundworks, right for Groundworks?
Yep.
Yep, Groundworks quote of $11,487.55, pending approval, pending getting approval of PennDOT, that it's PennDOT, or the end confirmation is coming out of...
Mm-hmm. Approved for that. For the material, expenditure for
the liquid fuels, it's all good in that area.
So there's a first, and I have a second.
I'll second it.
Karen will second. Any further discussion? Call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Position? Motion carries. Good. All right. That covers that. Item 16, nothing to report at this time. Item 17, fire safety police chief, chief.
The July police report, total of 21 incidents, 3 EMS calls, 1 welfare check, criminal mischief, 1 agency assist, 2 ordinance violations, 2 business checks, 2 traffic details, 4 traffic stops, 3 traffic controls, 2 bank escorts for the month. And I also have the 2 quote repairs.
Which one's unit 331?
That's the old one, the all black one, which needs the steering rack is bad, needs to be replaced. And then the other one is 332, which is a new one, which is a new door lock actuator. So currently you can't unlock or lock the door with the key. So if it's locked, you have to go to the passenger side to unlock.
How old is the vehicle?
That's a 20, I think.
It's not powered under anything?
I called with a...
Powertrain or whatever?
I called a couple months ago because something else was on it. Or no, it was in for something for a recall. And I asked them, they said, no, the warranty's already... it was like 1 day left on it when I took it in for the. So the totals are on there. 3205.90 for unit 331 for the steering rack, and 678.03 for the lock actuator.
Which vehicle gets driven more?
They both get driven about the same now because we had issues with the other one, the old one not getting driven.
Okay.
I would say the new one probably a touch more. But we had issues with the old one not being driven. It was giving us problems with sitting.
these are priority repairs, basically.
What's that?
These are priority repairs, basically.
The steering rack, I would say, is a priority.
Yeah.
Just because that could go, it's going now.
Right.
So the lock, I wouldn't say it's not a priority, but I don't know if the other side's going to go or.
Right.
So I just have a question for either Lori or Mayor. If budget-wise, I can't recall off the top of my head now. Budget-wise, are we doing okay that it's in their budget at this point to?
Let me look and see.
Good question.
Well, I mean, we have more police coverage out now, so I know our budget's more.
Right. It's going to take you a minute to.
What?
It's going to take a minute to come up.
That's okay. I figured somebody has it. I can't remember.
Move on, and when it comes up,
I'll... No, that's fine, that's fine. So the other item on this, is, which may be tabled again, but is the holiday pay discussion.
I think we can table it.
You want to table that? That's
fine. One more meeting.
Yep.
So what did we discuss after the holiday? When's the next meeting, after Labor Day?
No, why is that?
No, I'm sorry, I'm asking.
It's the 4th. Of the office.
It's just getting a little ridiculous.
Well, it's okay if it's ridiculous. It can be.
Yeah.
How many holidays do we actually have police on anyway?
All of them.
Christmas?
Yep. Gray works.
Just 8 hours, though, not 24/7.
No, 8 hours.
Well, it's a bonus for the shift.
I know what it is, yeah.
I mean, $100 for a guy to stay home, come work for Christmas, I think is pretty reasonable.
Well, but we don't have mandatory holidays either, so he can choose to not work then, I guess.
Well, if he doesn't. Yeah, he can choose not to work any that day for part time.
I understand that.
Any other discussion at this moment? Okay. We want to table this for the August meeting.
There is money in the police budget for both repairs.
For the repairs. Okay.
Yes.
So let's circle back to that.
Yep. I'll make a motion to have unit 331 and unit 332 repaired based on the repair quotes to Mass Mobile.
Okay. Do a second. Okay, Karen will second. Any discussion? Call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any oppositions? Any nays? Vote carries.
I do have a question while we're on fire safety and police. Are the roads lined to ticket people?
I asked for it to do that. I believe I said I would like lines downtown. And somebody's, I believe, State Street got done.
And Delaware Avenue's done too.
So I've been away for the last week and a half on vacation, so I haven't looked downtown to see if they were going.
So wait a minute, I just want to confirm. They are going to put lines on 611 where the people speed
downtown
from Slateford, yes. From off 611. And
down,
the lines
downtown.
Yeah.
There's really nowhere to sit between when you leave downtown before you get up to like Slateford.
Right. Like you can sit at the walking bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And catch them coming flying down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So nobody else gets there?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I was either there or like right in the middle.
Well, so I think you're going to get them.
Because
you can park. Oh, they fly all the way through.
Where the guy got in.
They fly all the way through.
But if you put a couple sets, then you have an option to sit in different spots.
So there's going to be a couple?
Supposed, that's what I've asked, yeah.
And who did you have to ask?
I asked Fred, because he has the paint.
Oh, yeah. Fred. So Fred can do it. Okay.
We did Delaware Avenue and we did State Street. 611 is going to be repaved.
Oh, that's right.
And actually, well, July was the contract start date for PennDOT. I don't know if they awarded it or not. I haven't heard. I can find out tomorrow, though.
Okay. So wait,
that's why 611 wasn't
that.
Done.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to repave it.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right.
Thank you.
18. resolution established the policy procedure for management of Burrum Police Staff. I know Attorney Ball was working on that. Did you have any update on that?
No.
Okay, so we'll hold.
Table it?
Yeah, we'll table that. That's okay. And then we just had on here also as a somewhat placeholder the Broke Property Donation Inquiry. Any further thoughts or discussion at the moment?
Okay,
we can table that until the August meeting. Okay, 19 is completed. 20, Portland Borough Authority. Mayor Prater.
I'm deferring to Potter. We did talk to, actually, I talked to our engineer this afternoon. We're still waiting to get a weight of the actual antenna. And we're hoping that we can take down the old CD, civil defense antenna, that's up on the bell tower, and just replace it in kind with our antenna. We don't use the old, CD, the old civil defense siren or antenna anymore. So actually the siren and the antenna can come down out of the bell tower. But I'm just waiting to get away. I'm thinking it's around 5 pounds.
Okay. And when do you think you'll have more information on it?
This week. We'll have something this week, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we should have something this week.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Everybody good? Okay. And then the intermunicipal agreement between the borough and UMBT police?
Yeah, our solicitor is talking to Karasak from the township. And as soon as we get something back,
so working on that.
We'll bring it back to Michael, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess they're all three talking already.
Okay. Okay.
It's in the works.
Okay. 21, Mayor's report.
Longest report of the night, I have none.
Thank you.
20. Second longest report.
Yeah.
22. We're having a bike drive August 30th at Bangor Library. If you have any of used bikes, I email it to Lori.
Mm-hmm.
She'll make sure it gets out and put on Facebook and the website.
Mm-hmm.
And if Karen wants to do something for the sores are out already, right? The sores are out.
The what?
The newsletter.
Oh, the newsletter is bi-monthly, so I don't put one out now until September, October.
Okay.
I think it was on the last newsletter.
I think it was.
I don't know if I put a date. I can look it up. I think there was something on there I would put.
Okay. While she's looking that up, we can move on?
Yes.
Everybody okay? Okay. 23, Portland Community Events. Lisa, I know you've been working on a lot in the last week.
I would say a lot, but so we're going to have a meeting for the Founders Day / 125 plus 6,
mm-hmm.
and Halloween, just putting it out there,
right,
rather than making it a big meeting. I'm thinking because Founders Day is going to be on Saturday, October 17th, and since we actually have Halloween on, or October 31st is actually on a Saturday,
yeah,
I would like us to be okay with having our trick or treat that day from 4 to 6 like we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Karen, then you can put that in the newsletter.
Yep.
So Saturday, October 31st,
4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
If any police officers would like to work, and if not, that's okay too.
And then obviously the next project would be the tree lighting. But Founders Day is...
Well, the tree lighting, if Karen wants to put that in, the tree lighting would be... Hold on. It would be Sunday, November 29th. And we usually do it at 6:30, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, it's always the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
And the time is 90% of the time, 6:30 that I recall.
Mm-hmm.
If we ever had it at 7, it's usually raining.
Snowing.
Snowing.
Mm-hmm.
you want to send me a couple little like bullet things to at, put on the Founders Day on the newsletter, like face painting, that fan.
Yeah. Email. When do I need it by?
I tried to get the newsletter done like at the last week of the month. So okay. Like the, you know, like the last week in August.
I'll get it to you, but then I'll leave it by.
And I did not have the bikes on the last newsletter. It was on the May-June newsletter. So we can put it on again.
I would.
Yeah.
Just because that would be the last time then, too.
Yeah, it said drop them off at 703 Delaware Avenue.
We will have bike drive at Founders Day also.
Oh, well, we'll put that on.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be up. Tina's going to be knocking on our door next.
Yeah.
The Prater Junkyard. To move to Division Street.
Anything else for 23? You're good? Okay. 24, grant committee. The generator grant is moving forward. Steph and I and Lori had a meeting. Last week with the grant people. And so we just kicked off, if you will, every other week, right? It started.
That's for the lift, not the generator.
For the lift, excuse me. Yeah, this is, so the generator grant, you're correct. We found a couple of CoStar vendors as well. One is gonna come out and do a quote early next week. And so that's proceeding. And then, lift, we had that meeting. Phone meeting one morning last week, and we're going to start every other week with the grant people for that to move through this process and get it in. It's a little bit, I don't want to say informal, but it is a little bit fluid, if you will, which is a good thing for us at this point. So, and we did have a Lyft vendor come out that was also a CoStar vendor. Thursday, I think it was last week, and we expect the quote by this Thursday for the lift. So we'll keep everybody informed on that. And I know that the LSA grant you all have been working on for $25,000. We do need a motion to approve the signing of the grant upon the solicitor review on the 17th
so that'll
of August.
Be next meeting.
So.
Fourth meeting of August.
She wanted it today, though.
It's not the 17th
yeah.
yet, right?
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. We have to sign
we
it.
We have to sign it so for the 17th.
So she wanted it to be presented and a motion made tonight to have it signed by the 17th upon approval by the solicitor.
I read it wrong. Solicitor's review due to the 17th.
No,
sorry.
No, we have to sign it by the 17th.
We need to make the motion. Okay. I'll second.
So first by Kelly, second by Lisa. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions? Any nays? And motion carries. Thank you. I don't believe there's any. Is there, Karen, you have anything on the Santa Fe?
No.
Okay. 25 is done. Thank you very much. 26, budget and finance. I know that was starting
start
a little bit of the work. Mm-hmm. Yep. Any discussion there? Everybody's okay? Okay. I don't believe there's anything, correct me if I'm wrong, for item 27, personnel committee at this time. Okay. Thank you. 28, Policy and Procedure Ordinance Committee. Karen?
Nope, nothing.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, 29, Plan Slate Belt. Mayor?
Next meeting is Thursday, August 6th. It's not in Penn Argyle. They just changed it right before this meeting. It's at Bangor Borough Hall, which is behind the same time, 7 o'clock. I'm undetermined if I'm going to be there or not. I went from having nothing to do Thursday to having three things going on.
No.
That's one of them. And Steph said that she would be in attendance.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Item 30, Sleep Belt Rising. Steph is not here, so we'll table that.
Nothing's really going on Sleep Belt Rising because they meet every other month.
Okay.
And they're still looking for a new director, part-time director.
Okay. 31, Old Business. Anything to bring up? Okay, thank you. 32, New Business. Anything to discuss?
Kelly has something to bring up.
Yeah, they asked last week about the ordinance, and they said they talked to the solicitor. When he came in, so I'm going to have to wait until Mike gets here. But this gentleman can answer any questions. So it's about no parking ordinance on in town. But the one, okay, so it's never been posted. So people are parking on both sides of the street.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not been an issue because I guess the whole issue was one guy had two cars that were junked and just parked up on jacks, which was a problem. That was taken care of. Now there's one little Subaru, but the all of a sudden enforcing of the ordinance by putting up no parking signs has caused one guy, who's a bit cantankerous anyway, to then park across the street in the lane of traffic. And the whole argument was that a fire truck couldn't get through there. Now nothing can get through there if there's two cars coming because of these signs. And the guy's got a 3-foot patch that's city property, but it's off the road where he used to park, which was completely out of the way. So it seems like it's caused a bigger problem than it fixed. So we didn't know if there could be variances for certain streets or what. I mean, like I said, I always point to State Street where people just park right in the lane, which makes it impossible for two cars to pass at once. Somebody's already got to yield, always has to yield right away on that road when all of those people have driveways. They just are allowed to park in the street for some reason. I've never understood it. But on this street, it affected one guy. And there's really not an issue on that street. So we didn't know, I didn't know if something could be done to get rid of that, just because this guy's not gonna not park in the middle of the street on the other side of the street, since that's where you're allowed to park. So it seems like it's caused a bigger problem than it fixed.
Yeah. I mean,
so when the police are on, if they drive by, could they see if things are not
talking about the orange car?
No, I'm talking about Earl.
Yeah, the orange car?
The black pickup truck that's in the middle of the
I've seen the orange
car. Well, since he was told he couldn't park where he always parked right in front of his house, he's got that retaining wall.
Yep.
There's a 3.5-4 foot strip of grass that he used to park in. I don't believe, I've lived there a year and a half now, I don't think that truck was in the way of anything. But since they told him he couldn't park there, now he's parking on the other side of the street, which is permissible, except it's all overgrown over the city property, the sidewalk that's in front of Donna's property. So he parks right in the middle of the road. And I've seen
the orange car there. I haven't seen a pickup truck.
I don't know about an orange car. You're talking about the rust-colored car that's one of his kids?
Yeah.
I mean, so I just didn't know if anything could just be left alone. It was fine the way it was.
So is the orange car ticketable, or is it doing anything?
It's really over there.
The orange one I saw wasn't doing I haven't seen the pickup trucks.
New. If they see a black pickup truck, if it's breaking any whatever law, parking law, whatever.
What do you think, Jim?
Parking's allowed over there now.
Is the issue that there's not cut the brush down enough alongside the road where he's supposed to?
Well, the issue is that, I mean, I haven't read that particular ordinance. I don't understand which, like, how does the ordinance read? Like,
I don't know.
You can't park on the east, you know, I mean, depending on what orientation the road is versus right or left side of the road, you can or can't park on. But it was fine until they put up the no parking
signs. I understand that, but now where he is parking, I thought you said something about the brushes.
Well, I mean, he'd be parked on the sidewalk.
The brush was
no, because then he'd be parked on the sidewalk. You'd expose the sidewalk that's supposed to be there under all that brush. I don't know why it's not cut back, so there's an actual sidewalk.
It wouldn't give him more room to park.
No.
The brush was removed.
No.
Okay.
He had plenty of room on the other side of the street.
I understand. So
what made the signs go up? What was the reasoning that the signs went up?
Well, supposedly because the ordinance exists, although I don't know if and when it was ever posted on that street before I got here. I have no
idea. That was back towards the end of last year, if my memory serves me correctly, when Streets Committee and Solicitor and everybody, we got together to do that because it was an issue.
Because of Bruce's cars, they were parked.
Yeah.
And they were both, they were not usable cars. They were
just junk parked on the road, and he kept accumulating. So like, there was one that we moved, then there was two, and then on top of that, he and his son would park on that right there. Are you familiar with North Hampton?
So anyway, so that's how, and then, correct me if I'm wrong, right, Lance, then we did the whole analysis of the streets that needed the signs to be put up there.
And if you scroll down, it does say that part of North Hampton Street.
I mean, I'd want to visit, like, why are those people parked on the right side anyway, if that property owner that owns that rental house is supposed to be, I guess that's what you call Park Alley. It's supposed to be the access to that house that the people down at the bottom have adopted as their private drive, I guess. I don't know how it works, but it just looks to me like there's no parking for that house. And I'm like, is it Engel's house?
If you're talking Ron Engel's house, they always parked.
In the street?
No, they always parked. There was like that little area. It wasn't really on the street. It was closed, but it wasn't on the street. Old Fred Engel, right? Fred was his name, right?
Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
Where they park up there? Park Alley, or they park on the street?
They parked down where they parked now.
On the bend, okay. Well, the issue was the fact that the guy had two non-running vehicles that kind of blocking, you know what I mean? But Earl's truck is gone all the time. It sits there while he's home overnight, you know, sleeping, and then he gets up and it's gone the next day. So just, and like I said, that he's the type who's like, oh, I can't park on that side. How? Well, I'll just park right in the middle of the road. So, I mean, it just seems to be much easier to disregard the ordinance on that street because it's not really an issue anyway. I mean, we've got a, you know, the road kind of goes like this anyway. It's a really hot road. But in front of my house, there's enough room to park two vehicles over where two people can still pass. So, I mean, it's the same when he was parking in the grass area. Two people could still pass, and now, you know, I saw Donna coming out of her drive, and the car was coming around the black truck, and it had to stop, you know, they both had to stop, because it's just a mess, but, anyway.
Where there was a problem a long time ago, it was way back when Vic Singer had his garage. They would be parked by a stop sign coming down Main Street, and they tried to stop from parking there. Because Vic had the other work cars on the other side, and there was no problem up above, but that's where that originally started from. But that was 25, 30 years ago.
And they went up when the speed limit signs went up. And the speed limit signs were needed, but unfortunately the one right off of Main Street is so close to Main Street that when you turn, you can't see it. I had to like look to find, should have been back about another 10 feet. I don't know what the rules are on that, but most of the cars coming up Northampton can't see them when they make that right turn. The one on the other side is great because you're coming around that big curve, you know, and you got plenty of time to see it because it's set back.
Well, but we shouldn't need to have all the signage that we have because it's pretty obvious that you shouldn't be going extremely fast.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, that's a whole other
thing.
The sidewalks there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just covered with grass. That's why the sign was placed up further. In from Main Street on North Hampton.
Oh, you're talking, okay. Yeah. That what used to be a sidewalk.
It's still under there, believe it or not. It hasn't been cleaned off.
Anybody who wants to join a volunteer committee and start cleaning up North Hampton Street, have at it.
We're going to be cutting North Hampton Street by this week, hopefully.
Yeah, because
tomorrow.
Yeah, because the crew has been doing
Main Street? Has anybody been on Main Street?
Cutting back the trees all last week when the weather was good.
I didn't go on Main Street recently.
Yeah. Looks really good.
Mm.
Cut them about 18 feet.
I'll drive down there tomorrow on my way to work.
We went back to face the curve, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they did get down from last week. They worked hard on it. Any other comments?
So, I mean, can anything be done about that?
Oh, sorry. I mean, not tonight. You can amend, you can amend your parking ordinance. If you want, you just have to properly notice it and then put it on the agenda.
Okay.
Having not looked at the agenda, the ordinance at all, I can't really give any more advice than that.
And, okay. Might be that obviously the last meeting.
Right? I mean, he's on vacation. He might not be back, so.
Okay. So thank you. Item 34, I don't believe there's a need for an executive session this evening. So that said, we don't need 35. Any other discussion before we adjourn?
Just a public comment.
Oh, excuse me, I missed that. Thank you. Public comment, non-agenda? No? Okay.
All right. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. First from Karen, second from Kelly. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. And then next meeting is August 24th, 7 p.m. unless we do, but we will do.
Make sure everybody pull up Skype in my call and say thanks to both of you as we have to go on 8:30.
Me.
Especially Mike. Call him up.
Jimmy?
Perfect.
Thank you.
8:30.